Okay, I'm going to roll then. Austin, let's just visit here. Talk about crop progress. How are things looking for you guys in that Bow Bells area?
Oh, we're getting pretty close to the end of it. We might have a quarter or two here and there of PP just with some stuff that's wet that may have been under one of those rain clouds that got a pretty good shot of rain. But I'd say most things are kind of starting to wrap up for seeding up here, the way it seems. So we're getting pretty close to being done for seeding. And, of course, we go right into in-crop spraying and whatnot. And everything's kind of starting to come together a little bit.
Sure. Emergence been okay?
Yeah, emergence has been pretty good. We have had a little bit of crusting issues in certain spots. We got, halfway through or a quarter of the way through seeding, we got a good shot of rain, and then it's been about 90 degrees here the last 10 days, it seems like. So that's created a little bit of crusting issues, but with humidity, we've had a lot of thunderstorms pop up here and there and drop a little bit of rain to keep softening the soil up so crop can get through. So it's been spotty as far as any emergence issues, but seems like the crops are looking pretty good so far.
Good, good. Able to keep ahead of the weeds?
Yes and no.
Good answer. Good answer. Yep.
If fields have gotten burned down before they were seeded, they look pretty good. If they did not, they're getting pretty bad. We've been trying to kind of heat some mixes up a little bit this year to try and get ahead of the weeds instead of behind. I know one big thing we're trying to focus on is making sure we're running good adjuvants with our chemicals, especially in crop, because if we can do something to help that chemical out just a little bit, your adjuvant's going to play a huge role in whether you're going to get weed control or if you're going to get a bunch of escapes.
Right, right. Seeing any insect issues yet or not?
Yeah, we're starting to see grasshoppers pop up. Walked a couple fields yesterday, actually, that I just first started seeing them. And you could barely see them, but they're definitely out there eating stuff up. We've been spraying flea beetles on canola. Those are the two big ones so far. I know I've heard of a couple of cutworm issues, but yeah, that's pretty much it for the insects as of right now.
Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of?
I'd just say keeping weeds and with this high humidity and moisture we've been having out here, any leaf diseases and stuff like that are probably going to be a pretty big issue here coming up.
Okay, so just kind of keep on top of it. So, all right. That should be good. I got plenty here. So,
good.
Good.
Perfect.
Appreciate it. Thank you much. We'll see you.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.